We're here in the Wasp's Nest, or this is the name the Israeli media calls the Jenin refugee camp. It's a place that has more than 11,000 Palestinian refugees who live in an area that doesn't exceed 1 square kilometer. 65% of the camp's residents are under 24. We're talking about a population, the majority of which has lived under the Israeli occupation and has never lived in a place of freedom, of statehood. They say that they are fighting the Israeli occupation with guns. All estimates show that there are hundreds of gunmen in the camp, and usually we see them take up their weapons and fight the Israeli occupation whenever there is a raid by the Israeli army. This is the grave of Ahmed al-Saadi, and this is a picture of him next to his friend, Abdullah al-Husari. When we came here to Ahmed's funeral, his friends told us that he lost his will to live after his friend Abdullah was killed in confrontations with the Israeli forces early in March. They're now buried just meters away from each other. His friend was telling us that Ahmed lost his appetite for life. He felt like he was helpless, hopeless. After the Israeli forces killed his friend, he also died while he was clashing with the Israeli forces. And this generation has grew up listening to stories about 2002, what is known here as the Jenin Battle, whereby more than 23 Israeli soldiers were killed, 50 Palestinians, almost half of them were fighters. So many here tell us that this is the legacy of the Jenin refugee camp, and they want to keep that legacy alive.